good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Mm-hmm. You are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Thank you, Pinagigi, to all who donate.
Hey, ditto on that. Hey, we got a jam-packed show, and you know, minus the governor of Wisconsin and you, Haley, it's the Robert show. So we have Robert Lilligren coming on, and then Robert Blake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot. Oh, wow.
Yes, it is going to be the Robert show. I do that on purpose.
Oh, good one, good one. It's very confusing too sometimes. Hey, without any further ado, because we want to get to Robert Lilligren, let's listen to the governor of Wisconsin with his weekly update to Native Roots Radio.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update, wishing you a very happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Folks, it's no secret that I've spent most of my career in education fighting for Wisconsin's kids, first as a science teacher, then as a principal, superintendent, and state superintendent before eventually deciding to run for governor. So I know firsthand that there's no limit to the length our educators and staff will go to help kids be their best selves, both in and out of the classroom, often acting as not only an educator, but a needed friend, counselor, and advocate. While I don't get to be in the classroom every day like I used to be as governor, a big part of my job is supporting you and your good work. And that includes making sure you have the resources and support to be successful. And let me be clear, part of that work includes making sure people respect this important profession and the work you do, and that you receive the acknowledgement and appreciation that you deserve. So as another school year comes to a close, first I want to say this, thank you. Whether you've been in teaching 30 years or 3 years, each of you plays an invaluable role in the lives of our kids. Frankly, in my book, you are heroes, not just to me, but to the kids, loved ones, and families you help support every single day. Secondly, please know that you will always have my support and admiration, and that together we're going to keep fighting to do the right thing for our kids. Happy National Teacher Appreciation Week, folks. With that, thank you again, and hang in there. Summer is just around the corner. Take care, folks. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, a big peenie-geegy there, Governor Evers. Hey, we have Robert Lilligren on right now, and he's a CEO of Native American Community Development Institute, and I want to just wish you a happy anniversary, Robert.
Hey, thanks. You saw that on Facebook, huh? Yesterday was my 8th anniversary of being the CEO at NACD, and I've loved every second of it, and I cannot believe it's been 8 years.
Wow, congratulations. Really, that's a great, great thing, and we love Native American Community Development Institute and all the great things that they do. With your leadership. So I want to just throw out a big peenie-geegy too. And it's nice to have you on pretty weekly and be updated about what your organizations are doing, but also reminiscent about how old we are and also a lot of the political politics that's happening national. Hey, it looks like you're dressed up and ready for something tonight.
I am not dressed up yet. Wait till you see what I'm going to be wearing. But yes, thanks for noticing and asking. I am going to an opening reception at our gallery, All My Relations Arts. Encourage people to go down. There's a program from 6 to – it's an opening reception from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have a program. The reception is called Alternative, And the artist is Frank Buffalo Hyde. And it is a powerful exhibit, I will tell you. And it's really has impact. I was walking, you know, kind of monitoring the gallery while it was being installed. And I was kind of struggling. I'm like, well, how is this going to come together? You know, and what's going to happen here? And then once it was all installed, it was like, bam, it's really powerful.
Well, I know by going there at least once a week and visiting you and visiting the powwow grounds and sneaking into there. And now Four Sisters Market's going to be opening up soon. And, you know, we got the new Native American, you know, center that's opened up with 34 million.
Yeah.
So we got can go walking back and forth and stroll down the Native court.
There is a lot happening, and I invite everyone that's listening, if they have the opportunity, to stop down on the American Indian Culture Corridor on East Franklin. Our building is easy to find. It's bright yellow. It also houses Powwow Grounds Coffee Shop, which is a huge community meeting place. And mm-hmm. Powwow Grounds Coffee Shop owner Bob Rice is about to launch his food truck. Yeah. At the coffee shop today. He's got to get the wrap on it yet, but it's getting all ready to go. So that's exciting. And then last night, I'll tell you, Robert and Haley, we had a little preview event of the Frank Buffalo Hyde show. We had some special guests that asked to come and meet in our gallery and learn about our work. And we fed them Bob Rice's fry bread tacos. But it was the board from the Walker Arts Center.
Oh.
And I know, nice, fancy, huh? And so for folks who don't know, Walker Arts Center is the premier arts venue here in the city. They also infamously host, they own and operate the Sculpture Garden here. And a few years back, folks may remember, they had a real clash with the Native community when they mounted a piece called Scaffold, which was based on, amongst other things, but mostly on the scaffold that was used to hang the Dakota 38. Huge uprising. The community came together, demanded that it come down. Walker Arts Center listened and responded. And then their next phase was to put into place a sculpture by Angela Two Stars, our All My Relations Arts Director. And so she has a beautiful piece based on Dakota language and water in the Sculpture Garden. And so this was really an interesting event. There were a lot of people there who I'm sure rarely get down to the American Indian Cultural Corridor, rarely get down to East Franklin. And they came in, saw the exhibit, heard from the artists and from Angela Two Stars, and then had fry bread tacos. And we sat out in our parking lot, which gets a lot of use as well throughout the year, and visited. And it was really a positive experience.
That is awesome, and I think organizations can make mistakes, and that was a big mistake, but also rebound in a good way, and to be able to reach out to your organization to find out what's going on is like just an amazing thing, if you ask me.
I agree. The director was there, the chair of their board, several board members, and we've often engaged. I mean, we've engaged with the Walker before and after the scaffold scandal, but we're often engaged between Native community and non-Native institutions, not just in the arts world, but often in the arts world here, and really working with those institutions to educate them on how to engage the Native community, how to engage and treat Native artists with respect. And sometimes those conversations can get a little pushy-shovey for a bit, but like you said, Robert, you know, we keep talking, right? And we get to a better place.
Yeah, I smile because we joke about all the groups that you're involved with, the 18 or so groups.
17.
We'll get you another one.
17 titles, my 17 titles.
But how important that is to be at the table and in a good way like you do. So we'll talk a little bit more of that and maybe talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing for one of your titles, too, with this lift situation.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll just talk a little bit about it.
All right. I love that.
Maybe 10 seconds. All right. We already talked about it. Hey, we'll be right back.
John. To the radio.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is. And hey, we have the superstar of Native American Community Development Institute on right now. And my understanding, too, is we only got you on for another segment because you have to take off. So as in regards to what we should talk about, I'm gonna hand it over to you, because Wendy always used to sit across me and go, ask him what he wants to talk about. So, Robert, what would you like to talk about?
Well, thanks for asking, Robert. And you know me, I'll talk about pretty much anything. And because I only have time for two segments today, because I'm going to the All My Relation Arts Gallery opening, I don't know that we're going to get to all the juicy national stuff and the trials that I'm glued to anyway. I don't know if everyone has. But there's so much going on. And as Haley said in the break there, you know, it's American Indian Month in the state of Minnesota. As far as I know, we're the only state in the country that has dedicated us Indian Month. And this was an initiative of the American Indian Movement back in the 70s. It's been going on for over 50 years, probably about 53 years now. And, so there's just a ton going on. And so I just want folks to know that if people are looking for a calendar of events, they can go to the Metropolitan Urban Indian Director's website. Mm-hmm. We're maintaining as comprehensive a calendar as we can get. And so that's Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors. So it's MUIDMN, Minnesota.org. And just look for events. And there is a lot happening. And like most nonprofits and, you know, businesses here, NACD is holding an open house with our partners, American Indian Community Development Corporation and Powell Grounds Coffee Shop. That's on May 21st from 11:30 to 2:30, right there in our very busy parking lot. We're going to have lots of music, good food. A lot of the nonprofits events are more sort of like resource fairs and things, which are great and needed, but ours is much more of a party. So come on down and party, eat. We'll have some prizes as well. And that's on the 21st.
That's awesome. We also, I don't know if I'll see you Friday, but Ho-Chunk always does that 5K over in the east side of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. And, are you running? Are you running?
I'm walking, and we, Native Roots Radio, sponsoring part of it. So we put our money with our where our mouth is a lot of times, and reach. And it's such a well-attended event by everybody in the community.
I agree. I've seen a lot of social media about it. So very cool. Another event that NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, is involved in for American Indian Month relates to our urban farm. So we do work around food sovereignty. We have our Four Sisters Farmers Market. Haley, I know you're connected to that this year. We also have a Four Sisters Urban Farm. And it's a partnership with our county here, Hennepin County. It's down along the Midtown Greenway, which is a piece of bike walk infrastructure that's like a freeway for bikers and walkers that connects the river to the lakes, goes all the way across the city of Minneapolis. And we are doing a, what are we calling it? It's a seedling giveaway where we'll give away seedlings from our Four Sisters Food Sovereignty Project, and then our neighborhood organization there will also have a welcoming spring event and their annual meeting. So it's just a great community partnership. It's building relationships across cultures and communities here, and that's May 18th from 11 to 3 at our Four Sisters Urban Farm along the Midtown Greenway here on 17th Avenue and 28th Street. So invite folks down to that as well.
Wow, that's, you know, a mix. Well, I'm glad let me put it this way. I'm mumbling here, stumbling. I'm glad I live close to Minneapolis. Let's put it that way. I'm right
there's,
here.
There's a lot going on in St. Paul, too. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And if folks check out the calendar at mudmn.org, M-U-I-D-M-N.org, you'll see.
No, but I just meant that because of those items you just mentioned.
Yeah. Well, I know we'll see you there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to talk about some dates. I'm looking for the dates right now. I should have had them up. But our Four Sisters Farmers Market is opening soon. Robert and Haley, I know you're both very familiar with it. It takes place every Thursday in our parking lot, our very well-used parking lot, from 11 to 3, or is it 11:30?
It might be 10 to 3.
Oh my gosh!
It could be 11 to 3. You might be right. But starting June 6th.
June 6th, and so we're getting all ready for that. We have an incredible market manager, a young Ho-Chunk woman named Destiny Jones. I think she's been on the show, hasn't she?
Get her back on because there's a ton of events. Just even for the Four Sisters Farmers Market, like Destiny did such a great job. She's booked musicians, artists. You know, it's a jam packed summer at the market.
It's jam packed, and then of course built into our mission at NACD is capacity building, right? At the individual level, the community level, and so Destiny's done a great job putting together a curriculum of trainings for the marketers and for other entrepreneurs. She opened it up more broadly to the community. So on some fundamentals of small businesses and on being an entrepreneur. So it's building more and more capacity throughout the community.
Yeah, and what you do and how you mentor workers build capacity within your organization is an amazing thing to watch. And it's been fun the last couple of years that we have gotten closer. You know, we were really having fun when we were doing those 2-hour shows and we'd talk and do our segments, but, you know, in person and see how, you know, after COVID and how you guys are working for the community is really an amazing thing for me to watch. And if I ever get into a job similar to yours, I would really love to mirror what you're doing, really.
Love to support you in doing that in any way that I can, Robert. And, you know, we're really onto something in ACT. You know, we've been working to indigenize the way we work. We take an indigenous approach where we care for ourselves first, our family second, and then our community. And because of that, people that work at NACD bring their whole selves to work, right? Mm-hmm. And we can do so much more. Some people think I'm the easiest boss in the world because I'm always directing my coworkers to take care of themselves. You know, but other things they get taken care of, right? And mm-hmm. and they're an incredible group. They're so productive. And also the way we approach our resources, right? We primarily focus on three project areas: food sovereignty, arts and culture, civic engagement, and we have signature projects in both those areas. And those keep us grounded in community to work in systems change, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's keeping community engaged and figuring out how to improve the systems for Native people. And, you know, it's been interesting working with, you know, our funders. We have primarily foundation funding, some government contracts, some direct donations, individual donations. And we work with especially our philanthropic partners to help them understand our indigenized approach. And it's, you know, funders often just want to fund art or mm-hmm. fund food or fund civic engagement. And we make it clear we don't segment things like that, separate things, but we, in an indigenous way, you know, art is part of everyday life. Food is part of culture and art. Civic engagement is an expectation within Native communities and how to indigenize that. And sometimes it takes a little bit of conversation mm-hmm. for funders and resource holders to understand what I am starting to call more and more resource sovereignty.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So,
yeah.
And you know, what I've read years ago, and I believe your organization does this, is you, and a lot of organizations have this backwards where they try to manage people, where you lead people and manage things as the opposite of.
Oh, I love that thing. That's right. Yeah. As people are onboarding at NACD, sometimes they have to unlearn some different approaches, you know, mm-hmm. and our approach is that we'll establish directives, co-create those, co-create ways to achieve them. You know, then my job is to make sure that people working at NACD have the resources mm-hmm. and guidance to meet those objectives, and we'll evaluate progress as we go and celebrate our successes and learn from our challenges. And I am very clear, when people start working at NACD, this is not the type of place where someone's going to be looking over your shoulder and, you know, making sure you're counting your widgets, right? And sometimes people have to kind of unlearn some habits they may have learned at a different place. But I will tell you, Robert, and tell you, man, once people hit their strides, they just go. You know, and they go further than you think would even be possible. Next week, I'm going to be able to, I'm part of a keynote address to a group of nonprofits and corporate givers here in Minneapolis, and to talk about these things, these different ways of best leveraging your resources.
Wow. Hey, Robert, thanks for sneaking us in between your clothes change and your next.
I'll just show you. Here's what I'm wearing to the opening.
Whoa. I love that.
Very colorful. Very decided 70s. To become that kind of elder that wears bright, flashy clothes.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
Right on. Hey, right. Again, big peeny geeky, Robert. And thank you so much for all you do for our community and for being on Native Roots Radio.
My pleasure.
Hey, up next, Bob Blake from Red Lake.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Shatter stereotypes and perceptions with the unveiling of Alter Native by Frank Buffalo Hyde on Thursday, May 9th at All My Relations Arts. Explore Hyde's bold and satirical take on Native American identity and cultural appropriation. From irreverent pop surrealist paintings to sculptures and found objects, Hyde's work disarms with wit and insight. So embrace the unexpected with the electrifying exhibition, Alter Native. Experience opening night on Thursday, May 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline. Did you know that there is a free, culturally appropriate helpline for Native Americans and Alaska Natives affected by domestic or sexual violence? If you're hurting in your relationship and want to talk, advocates are available 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483, that's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential. Strong Hearts Native Helpline.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Clear tonight with a low of 44, then showers and thunderstorms possible Friday with a high of 70. Vinaigrette can add the perfect complement to your next home-cooked meal. Taste test their wide selection of oils and vinegars, and they'll bottle it for you right on the spot. Vinaigrette is located at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Check them out at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Haley, how's it going over there? We're waiting for Robert. We might not get Robert Blake because I think he was doing juggling some things here.
He was doing something really cool out for the students at McGeezy in the Twin Cities here. He was a keynote speaker.
Yeah.
And so he might be able to, but we'll see.
I think he's a board member, too. We'll have to ask him. And I know just a history of McGeezy, Haley. And if you don't mind, turn your mic up just a tad to your little soft and your Choka here. I mean, your Dega, Choka's grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is a little hard of hearing. So he needs to keep these volume levels appropriate for his I don't know if it's I'm getting old or if I just need a de-waxer out of my ears.
Well, I'll get you that for your birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what I really want, Haley, is you. I don't know if people remember this, but I sure do. But was it Halloween you dressed up as me?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Seriously.
It was teetering on, you know, appropriation a little bit, but I think you're my Dega. So.
Yeah, that was awesome. Seriously.
Yeah, the beard. We had to get the gray beard goatee going on.
And I think he had a headband, too, because I was famously, you know, stuck in the 70s wearing a headband a lot until just recently.
Yeah. Didn't you copy Henry Boucher on that?
Well, that was a different kind of headband. Yeah, that was one of those 70s sweatbands that, you know, the basketballers.
Oh, you're right. Are you? Yeah, so like a bandana.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Well, you know, it's great to have Robert on, and just what he does for his organization, I just can't say enough. And sometimes I get emotional during the show, and I caught myself a little emotional because of you know, being in the workforce all these years and what they're doing over at Native American Community Development Institute with their employees is exactly medicine that I think a lot of organizations and nonprofits need to look at. It's an amazing thing. Take care of yourself first and your family second, and then get the job done. And you won't have these, it just makes sense. I mean, if you're struggling with something or something's happening with your family, and take care of that, and you'll be more freer and a bigger pipeline to be able to take care of yourself. Hey,
exactly.
Is that who I think it is?
I think we got Bob Blake.
Is that Bob Blake from Red Lake?
That is who you think it is. And I am here, Robert. I am here with the students from the McGeezy Green Tech program. Let me show you where they
look. See? At those guys.
Hi, guys.
And look at those hats. Look at those hats. Look at that.
Solar bears.
Oh, got a couple people ducking. That's awesome. They're ducking out. Hey, there's another duck.
Yeah, I know. They're like, we don't know. Hey, Robert, the students are doing a lot of good work over here on Lake Street at McGeezy. They're learning about renewable energy. They're building canoes. And actually, I'm going to have one of them talk to you real quick and explain about the canoe that they built. But they're learning about renewable energy careers. I want to show you. I want to introduce you to their instructor. She can say a few things. Can you say a few things to Robert and the folks out there in Radioland?
Yeah, hi. I'm Antavia Paredes-Bolio. I'm the Green Tech STEM instructor here at McGeezy, where we talk about science from an Indigenous perspective. This cohort, we're talking about energy equity and transportation equity. The kids are building bikes. They're putting a solar system on a canoe, which we're going to submit to a race in about 2 weeks. We're pretty excited about that. We're just having fun, being Native people, engaging in STEM.
Wow. That's awesome. Definitely. And STEM's the big deal, and that's great to see McGeezy jumping aboard on that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to.
Come on closer to the microphone so we can hear her a little better.
Yeah, I love my job. I love my work. My background is in chemistry. I was at the U of M for a little while teaching analytical chemistry to the undergrads as a PhD student before taking this job. And so science is a big passion of mine. In addition, I was also a Green Tech Fellow, IDEC Fellow for the state of Minnesota. So I'm really interested in conservation and really invested in making sure that Native kids feel like science is a safe space for them. Because a lot of times I think that Native kids are ready for science, but I don't necessarily know that the science space is always ready for to support Native children the way that they need to be. And so I'm excited to be a part of that process.
That's awesome. And another awesome thing is that you're a gopher like Haley and I.
Yeah, Skyma.
Skyma, that's right. And it's cool, too. And then one of the chapters, when we talk about science, is talk about those shapeshifters, too. But don't scare the kids.
hey, Robert. And do you, I mean, remember Stand and Deliver, Mr. Escalante? And he was talking about science, about math. And he was talking about how, like, Indigenous folks were doing math way before everybody else. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Like, you know, and I mean, it's in these kids' blood,
right?
You know, and it's so, I mean, they're just getting their handle on it right now, but it's like in their blood to like be these like mad scientists and like mathematicians, because it just flows in their blood. You can't take that away. Hey, I want to talk real quick, Robert, to a couple of the participants of the program real quick. And I want to be able to ask them real quickly, what was the boat about and how they built the boat? And so they could just talk to you a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah. Get them close to your phone so we can hear them.
Can you tell me your name and in your what the boat was about?
Hi, so my name is Emmanuel Paulus. I'm a senior at Eden Prairie High School, and me and Hector have been working on a project for an event that's being held next weekend. So we're building a solar powered boat which runs on single solar panel, and we're connecting to a canoe to make sure that the energy from the solar panel gets to the motor in the back. And it's been pretty fun. It's been pretty stressful too, because we're trying to figure out how to put things together, and it's a good learning experience. It really is, because it helps me build this knowledge on what I can do with like solar panels in the future, like with my house or personal like life issues. And mm-hmm. I don't know, like I said, it's been really fun, and tape has been a big help to us too. And that's what I really have to say about that.
That's awesome. I got a quick question. Awesome. So, is a solar panel going to a battery and then to the electric mower? Is a motor? Is that how? Is
yeah,
that
basically, how that's basically going? That. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. We're gonna need solar here, especially when the grid goes down. You guys got to be ready for us.
hey, Robert. But one thing I would like to just say though to all the folks out there that are listening to this right now. If you could, this is a 501c3 nonprofit located on Lake Street. The building was burnt down during the civil unrest, you know, that happened here. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this programming, you know, they had to start back from scratch and everything. So the Solar Bear is out there making a plea to everybody that if they can, to go ahead and donate, if they can, to McGeezy, to help these kids and their furtherment of green careers. And they also have a recording studio over here, Robert, that I think Native Roots Radio Network should probably visit if you get a chance to talk to the kids.
What's interesting about McGeezy is they started in the early 70s as a place to teach media to Native Americans in college. And now they've gone on to different things, but it sounds like they're still educating our Native, well, I guess I can say youth. I didn't think I was young when I was in college, but they're still doing it, and they're still teaching and our Native people, and so that's a good thing, Bob.
Yeah, and I just want to say too, big shout out to Kelly Drummer, who is the executive director of this program. I got one scholarship other than my ones from Red Lake when I was all through my college career, and it was Kelly Drummer who gave it to me. And so like that always is when Kelly asked me to do the solar project here and put it on this building, it was like, there was like no question. It's like, Kelly, you're like the best thing. And so that, you know, so I just want to say that everyone, that Kelly believed in me when nobody else did. And I just want, she believes in all these kids like no one else does. And so that's why I hope that everyone can go ahead and find their heart to donate to this program and all the great work that the staff here is doing.
Well, we just heard, Bob, too, the quality of the instructor there for STEM and teaching these young warriors their way. That's impressive in itself, what McGeezy's doing just with that young warrior that's the instructor there.
Yeah, no, she's doing a great job, and all the other instructors are. And like I said, they really connect with the kids, and they do a great job here in the community. Last thing, Robert, I know we got to go soon, but I do want to be able to say one last thing, and that is that I am now on the CARE 11 community board. So Native community, if you have a story you want to get on CARE 11 on Channel 11 News, let me know. I want to be that conduit for you to get that story out there. And at CARE 11. So, just to let everybody know that, and I'll put it out on the email too. I mean, not an email, but out on the Facebook and everything, Robert.
Well, the first story should be you and I going to the Democratic Native and doing Native Roots Radio out there.
That's well, that was when you gave all those T-shirts away.
No, you gave all my T-shirts away. The T-shirt said resist, and Bob was giving shirts to people that we wanted to resist. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. But the irony was unbelievable.
I was giving away all his shirts, man. Yeah, I know. But Robert, so that was the solar news with the Solar Bear this week. We're visiting here at McGeezy. And just thank you, everyone. Miigwech.
We'll have to do a show there. That'd be awesome.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's get the kids. Oh, by the way, the kids are all like, yeah, let's do it. They're all like, saying, let's do it. So right, I think we're all on board here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll be interviewing the students, and they can take over the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, right, Robert. Thank you, Haley Miigwech. That's the Solar right. Nose with the Solar Bear. They're all going to say bye now.
Bye. Awesome. Hey, that was Bob Blake from Red Lake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News. This is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College. Your journey to success starts here.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
As nature awakens this spring, let's awaken to the call of protection. Native brothers and sisters, let's bloom together by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Let's nurture our heritage and safeguard our futures, one vaccination at a time. So be a vaccinative this spring by protecting yourself and others in our Native community. Whether you're due for an updated vaccine or just getting started, all COVID vaccines offer vital protection against severe illness. For our elders over 65, the latest vaccine is recommended by the CDC to maintain protection. So spring forward with strength, Native communities. Embrace the renewal of the season and safeguard our traditions by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? You know, if I was thinking we should have had those kids howl with us, dang.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Next year.
Or oh, when you do the live show there. Maybe,
yeah, no, I think that would be really fun. I think we've been asked by a couple other people to get out there to McGeezy, so we'll have to make that happen.
Well, it does have a seriously rich history in the communications. You know, they have all these cassette tapes, and I should find out what's happened to them. And I know they were going to get them digitized at one time, but of all these great KFAI shows that had, you know, people like John Trudell on in 1976, you know, these things that are historic and that they were a big part of,
Laura was a big part of it, and she was a host on KFAI with Roya for the last few years of her life, and she was a big part of McKeezy back in the day, and Laura Woodstock. And if you ever see that, book that we do about, we sell in the store about AIM, you know, that picture book, she edited that book.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. Okay. So one of our great elder leaders passed on and had a lot to do with McGeezy, which means eagle in, I believe, Lakota, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep. In Lakota. Do you know what eagle is in Ho-Chunk?
Chashep.
Yeah, good one. A plus.
I might not have known that a while ago. It would hard one to say, you know, I can.
That's our clan.
I know, barely say your name, so I mean. You
know, I know, me too.
Speaking another language. And,
well, but, speaking of rich history, too, I just wanted to congratulate American Indian OIC here in Minneapolis. Yesterday, they had a bunch of people out there to join them for their Founders Day celebration, marking 45 incredible years of American Indian OIC. So congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, that amazing work.
I usually make that, but I was on my way home from Madison and driving very fast and to make the show. So we really usually like to make those, but I had some business I had to take care of in Mad City, which I love the city. I was only in there for a short time, but I love the vibe. And of course, it's a college town, so it's a little crazy, too.
Well, are you getting ready to, you got your running shoes ready to go for tomorrow, the Ho-Chunk 5K around Lake Fallon in St. Paul?
Yeah, definitely. And I think as of this morning, I was still looking and that they had a few more openings and to sign up. And what that means is you'll get a t-shirt and be part of the raffle, but you can always join community. I'd like to say there's like 200-300 people there at least. And it's not just for Ho-Chunks. Ho-Chunks are, they're the people of Sacred Voice, of course. But they are you know, in community sponsoring this event along with other organizations. But they're sponsoring, and it's always good. There's a meal. There's going to be music and a raffle. And
It'll be really fun. I know one of your good friends, Danielle DeLong. She's actually the founder of this Ho-Chunk Wellness 5K.
Yes, definitely. And she worked for St. Paul Public Schools, but she also worked as a student advocate for the nation out of the St. Paul office. And it's the 13th year. I didn't realize. Geez, I mean, I got 10 shirts, but I don't have 13 of them.
Of the 5K? Yeah, I'm interested to see what the t-shirt design is this year.
I got a sneak peek.
You did? Okay. Yeah. I'll find out tomorrow.
I'll forward it to you.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to come run with us, come walk with us. It is a free community event out there in St. Paul around Lake Fallon. And, you know, there'll be food, music, lots of laughs, and, you know, just good company. So come on out. And I believe it's at 5, right? Tomorrow, Friday?
Yeah, definitely. And so it's hard to get over there with the traffic sometimes. So give yourself some time because, you know, it's off 35, you know, 94, depending on where you're coming from. And but it's beautiful to go around that lake. And it's what, 5K is at like 2.4 miles?
I believe it's, about 3. I've only ran one 5K in my life.
You running this one?
No, maybe next year. We have a friend, Brooke LaFleur, will be running tomorrow.
Well, you know what I do, Haley, and if we're walking together, which we probably will because the whole family's going to be out there. I just heard Jaleesa Mahinu will be there too, and Wendy. Hey. And what's kind of fun is, you know, at the end where they hand out the medals and everything, I pretend to run. So
I get a picture. I remember.
Yeah, I got a picture of me running as if I ran the whole thing. So
yeah, slow as a turtle.
Yeah, that bad knee, you know.
Yeah,
tear that quad tendon off.
You know? Too much round dancing.
Yeah. No, now I hurt my hip when I round dance.
Oh, yeah, that's the hip. Okay.
Well, you know, what's funny is I was shooting baskets with the neighborhood kids, and it's like my knee hurt the next day.
What the heck does that have to do with my knee?
I wasn't
slam dunking or anything like that. I was just, you know, doing my, you know, Caitlin Clark three pointers. You know?
Yeah, you wish. Well, I want to mention too, this weekend will be the 23rd annual Little Earth Mother's Day powwow. So this will be Saturday, May 11th, out at Cedarfield Park, 2500 Cedar Avenue, Minneapolis. Grand entry will be at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., so you'll have two chances to get out here and see that. This will be hosted by MC Jerry Dearly, good, you know, elder in our community here. Mm-hmm. But that'll be fun. I'm planning on getting out there for a little bit on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely stop in and stop by celebrate motherhood. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the mothers.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah, just honoring, you know, every mother, you know, stepmother,
right?
Your biological mother, your adopted mother, your grandmother, you know, even your aunties, if they've got, you know, you've got cousins, they're a mother.
Yeah. Word to your mother.
Mother Nature, you can honor her.
Right, exactly. Yeah, good call. I was checking off a lot of boxes that you were listing there.
It was quite more than I thought I could come up
with. It was good. It was really good. Well, you know, we're winding up here, and one of the good things that I feel that is happening here is that we're getting rain here in the Midwest. And I know we've had a big drought, and things are green. Looking out the window here, things are really green, and that's a good thing. The sage is popping up in the backyard. I kind of got to go back there and weed out some of the stuff so it isn't blocking my sage garden in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you got a little extra, harvest me some.
Oh, I got some from last year. I can hook you up. But, you know, everybody, it's not pan Indians, you know, even though I do have a dream catcher tattoo and that's not Ho-Chunk at all. I will admit that, and maybe I won't admit it in person, but I do have one of those. And, you know, we smudge with a flat cedar as Ho-Chunk. So it's different. You know, we, not that I don't, sage off and pray with sage, but ours is a flat cedar. So there's all these kind of same but different things that you know, over 511 recognized tribes in Turtle Island here in the colonized United States, there's five in heaven, you know, with different things that are similar.
Yeah. And I think if we're doing it in a good way, we've got, you know, Dakota, Ojibwe relatives and neighbors here, so in a good way.
Rumor has it that I'm a part Ojibwe, but I won't own that.
A different show.
Yeah, a different totally show. Hey, we're still here. This is Native Roots Radio. I'm awake. We're still here, and we are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.